Radio.
Hello.
Hey everybody, this is John, and welcome once again to another classically styled edition of the Bang Radio Hour Retro Minicast. Hey man, only a few more of these reruns left as we get ready to do our usual slow grind into the season. The Hall of Fame is coming up in a couple of weeks, so that's usually right around when we get started. I want to welcome anybody who's listening to us for either the first time or the third time or the 346th time. Welcome to the show, man. We like to have a lot of fun around here. I want to first encourage everyone to go over and join NFL Addiction, which is a Facebook group with over 20,000 NFL fans, and it's just football. I mean, it might sometimes be some silly topics, but there's so many of them that you can find a conversation to have about football and football only, and there's so many of them. It knocks all of the political crap right off of my feed. No more arguing on my feed except for who was the best running back and who had the better stats last year, this guy or that guy. Oh, it's much better. It's much better. We're going to run our usual Bang Radio Hour Pick'ems contest in conjunction with NFL Addictions. We're going to have quite a few new people in the game, and we're going to have a great prize created by Wisconsin artist Kelly Burke. He made me one of the etched glass beer mugs. I got it just last week, and I'm going to tell you what, man, this is a mug. This thing is heavy. It weighs about, I don't know, fucking 30 pounds, it feels like. It's huge. It holds over a full pint. I'm not sure what the prize is going to be yet for the Pick'ems contest. He does a lot of cool stuff. We might just have the winner go ahead and have, you know, pick through something and see what they like. But it'll be pretty cool, man. All right, so as many of you know, we love dumbass fans. We love loud, moronic dumbasses who YouTube themselves watching the game. And after playoff games, man, they are some fun stuff. This is from 2016, so it's relatively recent for all of you people that have been asking. This is after the Cardinals and the Packers' epic playoff game. We had an Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary pass. We had a big miracle run with a great stiff arm by Larry Fitzgerald. The game was just great. So here's a couple of fans. First up, we've got our Packer fan.
We're going to get right to a couple of fans right now.
Okay.
I'm not even waiting. I want to get to this right now. These are unreal. The first one is Jack. Jack's a Packers fan.
Right.
And after the Hail Mary that sent the game into overtime, this guy goes nuts. Listen to this.
Yes, we're going to overtime! Yes! Woo! That's my dad right there! Woo! Woo! Right there! Right there! Yes! Look at this play! Oh my God! This is where he's Jesus, bro. It's Jesus. Oh my God! That's the arm of a God.
Oh my God! Wow.
I think I'd feel the same way if I was. To be honest with you, I think I'd feel the same way. But I'm not going to be screaming like that.
Well, you know, the first time he goes, I thought he said, "That's my dad." But he said,
no.
"That's my God."
He says the arm of a God. He says he's Jesus. He's Jesus. He has the arm of a God.
Right. The first time, though, he says towards the end, he says, "That is the arm of a God." But in the earlier, here, listen right up front.
Yes, we're going.
See, I thought he said, that's dad right there. But he said, that's my God right there.
Maybe he thinks it is his dad. Maybe his mother told him a bunch of crap, you know, in between her job as a cocktail waitress.
He's Jesus, bro. He's Jesus.
All right, look, I found this video. And two things I would like to point out about this video. Number one, he's in an apartment. His poor fucking neighbors. Oh, my God.
Right.
And number two, what do you get? He's all by himself.
Well,
there's nobody going to watch the game with this guy.
And so that means he uploaded that.
Yes.
Why would anybody do that?
Dude, why would you tape yourself? That's the thing I find funny when I go around and look for all these fan reactions after playoff games. Not that somebody is taping them while they're having a meltdown or whatever. They put the phone out by the television and tape themselves watching the game. So those people I just throw out because they're crap. This dude, I believe Jack has himself a little freaking, you know, teeny bopper YouTube channel where he talks about all kinds of other stupid shit that I didn't even bother to worry about. I just thought that was kind of funny that he's Jesus.
Now I get it.
Yeah, but as you can see, the guy has no friends to watch a playoff game with.
It's Jesus!
his friends are all over somebody else's house going, Jesus Christ, I bet you Jack's having a cow.
That's the arm of a god!
Okay, now, we got his Cardinals fan. Now, we're going to get him after the end of the game when they win it. I don't know where this kid is from. Where is he from?
The closest I can guess, based on the fact that he's a Cardinals fan and the way that he talks, because he's got an odd accent. Maybe this is how the kids talk in Southern California these days. I don't know. I have no idea where this kid's from, because his slang is the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, there's almost like a Jamaican twang, for lack of a better term. I don't know how else to say it, and some of the weird stuff he says.
Yeah, and big surprise, this kid is also all by himself watching the football game.
Oh, man, I swear to gosh, don't fumble the ball. Don't fumble the ball. Go away! Go away! Go away! Oh, my gosh! Oh, my gosh! Go! You're the fuck! Oh, my gosh! Oh, my gosh! Yes, I love you, you 50-year-old. Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so that was the 75-yarder that got him down to the 5-yard line.
Yeah, that's the Fitzgerald play.
Right, and so let's continue.
Man, oh, I'm chilly, man. I'm chilly.
Chilly man. He's chilly, man.
Chilly man. He's chilly, man. Hey, man, somebody get me a hoodie. I'm chilly.
Oh, look at you fishes. You fishes, man.
What is that?
Look at me.
Ooh. I don't know what that is.
Hold on to the ball, Lake. That makes me nervous. You're going to fumble. Run the ball. Just run the ball, man.
Somebody get this kid a paper bag.
Dude, I need to put some socks on, man.
Oh, he's got to put socks on. He goes, I got to put some socks on.
What is that? Chili, Tom.
He's chili.
I mean, it chills, you fish, Aaron Rodgers. You're a fish.
What? You're a fish, Aaron Rodgers.
I thought he was Jesus a minute ago.
What is that? Why Aaron Rodgers is a fish?
I don't know. Maybe the over in the other house, the Jesus Aaron Rodgers turns the fish Aaron Rodgers into loaves of bread.
It's Jesus! I'm sweating, man. Just run the ball in, man.
He's
run
sweaty.
The ball, man.
No, okay, first he's chilly, now he's sweaty.
He's sweaty and chilly, Tom.
Because he put socks on, so now he's sweaty.
Why? Stop, man! Run the ball in! Oh, my God! Stop!
So that was the failed fade.
What?
That was the failed fade pass.
Right.
Right
yes.
There.
Put the ball in, please. He's a. They're like 40-year-olds on the line. Julius Peppers is 50. BJ Raji, man.
BJ Raji.
Oh, what is this? Oh! Yes! Yes! Oh my gosh! Game over! You fishes, man! Why is he there? Why is that guy you fish, man? You left the Bears.
Why is he there? Why is he there? What does that mean? Why is he there?
Why is he there? Where is he? He's there. Why is he there? You fish.
Us. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Suddenly his boyfriend came in.
Championship. Championship. I think it's the AFC Championship. I don't know anymore, man. I eat oranges. I don't know. Like, just look at that fish.
Just look at the fish. What is
the fish.
That? What is it?
Fishy, fishy.
I don't know what the hell that means. Somebody who's much younger than I am is going to have to explain that shit.
Championship.
Championship. And then he goes, it's the AFC Championship, I think. I don't know. I eat oranges.
I don't. Yes. After he ate the mescaline that was left around his house.
Oh, I'm chilly, man.
I'm having the chills, man. He's chilly, man, and sweaty, man. I'm having a meltdown, man.
Why is he there?
Maybe I'm all wrong. Maybe this is not some kid. Maybe this is like some menopausal aunt that lives by herself. You just can't see all her cats.
You're a fish. Just Just look at that fish!
Fishy, fishy!
I don't know what the hell this kid's talking about, but I'm going to be looking for his video again next week when they lose to the Panthers. I want to see how many times he says fish about Cam Newton.
Oh, wow. I wish we could have seen Zach at the end of the game. That's what I really wanted to
see. Holy smokes. I don't, the kid, he leaves me speechless, man. I guess I'm a fish because I don't understand what the fuck he's talking about. Why am I here?
You're a fish. Oh, look at you fishes. You fishes, man. Why is he there?
That's the one that gets me.
Why is he there?
Why is he there?
I don't even know who he's talking about. That's right after Larry Fitzgerald ran into the end zone.
But it's not the AFC
Championship.
It's the NFC
Championship. Oh, I'm Chili, man.
All right, Chili. All right, that's what we're going to name him. He is. His name is Chili.
The Chili Fish Man.
Chili Fish Man.
Fishy, fishy.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean.
And Pat from the band Seether.
And you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour. Wanna get some?
She's got bills to pay. She's got no one to hate except for me.
Before we go to break here, I want to talk real quick about this Michigan president.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mary Sue Cullen, I think her name is.
Coleman. Mary Sue Coleman. Yeah, she's the president of Michigan. You know, right. Michigan played Nebraska.
I got beat.
Saturday. And she's going to retire next summer.
I should hope so.
Yeah, at the game, they presented her a number 12 jersey for her 12 years of work.
Wow.
And she got on the microphone to give an impromptu speech.
She was drunk.
Well, I thought she was, and maybe she was. Because,
I think she was.
Well, okay, first off here, let me play what she said over the PA in the stadium.
Okay. Quite explain to me what this would be all about today. I thank you so much. And one of the things that makes me so proud is the tradition of Michigan. The great coaches that we have at Michigan. The great athletic director that we have at Michigan. And we're two.
Sounds like she's trying to talk to a deaf person, you know? It's like, can you understand what I'm saying?
That's how my mother talks to people that don't speak English. If I say this slower, you'll get it.
Yeah, you can learn my language if I talk slow.
Right.
But anyway, so the this spokesman for Michigan said... let's see. Rick Fitzgerald says she was not drunk. She absolutely had not been drinking alcohol. I want to underscore that point in the strongest possible way.
Fine. So she was smoking crack, whatever.
Well, they said she was struggling because of the feedback and she was trying to adjust to the sound delay and the reverberation by slowing down her words, which makes sense to me. And I would have bought that. But then did you hear what she said after this?
I just think all of you are just beautiful. Especially that one. We ought to all go back to my place. You know. I just scored a half ounce of some good Coke and I've got this chocolate flavored body lube I've been trying to have out with you. And you. Oh, God, what I wouldn't do with you. I think if somebody had said that it was tonight we're going to go out in June, you know, said, And I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew how I really just think y'all are great. I want to fuck you and you and you. And you.
Thank you very much, American Sue Coleman.
Oh, come on.
Yes, ma'am.
Fuck Ohio State.
Listen to this.
This is off the subject. Mike Tyson. I always love Mike Tyson. You know, Mike Tyson's always great for a laugh. He did this interview recently where he told this story. And he had told this story before about finding Brad Pitt with his ex-wife, Robin Givens.
Brad and Robin Givens was having sex in my water
bed. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Okay. Well, okay. So the first time he told this story was on PTI, and this was back in June. He was on Pardon the Interruption, and this is how the story went.
During my divorce with Robin Givens, you know, while we're on television calling each other scoundrels, I'm still going back to our house hitting it, though, right? One particular day before I go to my lawyer to say how horrible this person is and stuff, I say maybe I give it another try.
Okay, so they're going through this divorce. They're calling each other names in the media.
Right.
But he's still having sex with her, he's saying.
I'm working on my marriage.
Right, so he's going to go see his lawyer, his divorce attorney, but first he's going to stop by and see if he can get some.
So I'm getting ready to go over there, knocking on the door. No one shows up, so I'm heading back to my car to go to my lawyer to say this is really a dreadful woman now, right? But as I'm going to my car, I see her car coming up. So as she comes forward, and you wouldn't believe who's in the car with her. Brad Pitt. Oh. So you have to understand that at the moment, you know, I'm starting. I'm like a stallion with a, you know, man, I'm ready to roll. But when I see him, I'm a wet noodle. So after that, my whole sex analogy just went out the window and stuff. I didn't even think about slugging him or killing him, man. All the fight was knocked out of me after seeing that.
All the fight was knocked out of me. He sees Brad Pitt. He's a wet noodle. He says, all right, now.
All my sex analogy was disrupted.
Fast forward to last week. This is a show called In Depth with Graham Bensinger.
Oh, In Depth with Graham. Can you imagine if they got Mike Tyson to do a bumper for that?
You're watching In Depth with Graham Bensinger.
Jesus Christ. Could you wipe off the mic and try it again, Mike?
Shortly. Certainly. Oh, no. Hang on a second. You're watching In Depth with Brad Bensinger.
Wow, that would be priceless.
Coming up next, sports with Blot Pasterna. Thanks there, champ.
Okay, so he's going to talk about his ex-wife again.
And that wretched swine of a woman.
Yeah, that wretched swine of a woman.
That wretched swine of a woman. She was messing with my sexology.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
That's right. I can impregnate you with my underarm sweat. And I was glad to find out because there was one time I was sitting in the movies and I was watching the movie and I saw Brad Pitt on there. And for a second there, I thought it was a girl. And I said, damn, that girl look. Oh, damn, that's Brad Pitt. So when he got out of the car and I turned into a wet noodle, I said, thank God. I didn't want to slug him because he helped me prove to myself that I wasn't gay. Because I tell you, Tom, there were some times that we was in the prison that there was some question.
I want to see him interview with Jasmine from that Dallas radio station.
So what do you think there, champ? Would you get a wet noodle for me or would you be a stallion?
I normally don't do interview with women unless I fornicate with them.
Well, I tell you, I was shocked, let me tell you, out there on the plaza at Cowboys Stadium. He gets a star down. That was a terrible pickup line.
That's great.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
Okay, no one can stop me. Anyway, okay, so last week.
Steal a woman's heart.
Last week on In Depth with Graham Bensinger. In Depth.
Graham Bensinger.
He kind of changes his tune here.
Every day I would, before I go to my lawyer's office to say she's a pig and they're stealing, I would go to the office and I have sex with her. But this particular day, someone beat me to the punch. I guess Brad got there earlier than I did. I was mad as hell. You should have saw his face when he saw me.
He was mad as hell and you should have saw Brad's face when he saw him. That's not, That's not a wet noodle, John.
He was, I thought maybe he was gay. He was either very scared or he got very excited because lots of them went very rigid. And now back to In Depth with Brad Bensinger.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You
my
broke
back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or well, what portion?
Spinal.
Spinal, down near my coccyx. I broke a vertebrae. A vertebrae. I wish I was a fish that was just nothing but cartilage. But I'm not. I'm spinal. And I ain't taking no sloppy seconds to no Brad Pitt.
Oh, no.
Mr. Bensinger.
All right, so there you go. Some fun with Mike Tyson at the expense of his happily married life, I guess. I had a good time doing that. You know what? And people ask us a lot. Is that all you talk about is football? And, you know, 98.5% of the time, 98.6, 98.7.3, something like that. Right around in that range there. Yeah. But when we get a story that's not football related but is so funny like that one is, well, you know, we can't help it. That's pretty good stuff. Before that, we heard outgoing Michigan President Mary Sue, whatever the fuck, I can't remember what her name was, and I just heard it 10 minutes ago, and we had some fun with that, too. Now, half of that, obviously, is actually her, and half of that is not actually her. That's me, and I had to tell somebody that works in my office that, no, half of this isn't real, so you know, put your jaw back up. Let's see. Of course, we started everything off with some idiot fans. And we love those kinds of things. You know, over on NFL Addiction, the Facebook page that I've been telling everybody to go join, there's a lot of you people that make videos, and believe me, I've been marking your names down. I'm watching. I don't know if being featured on our show for something like that's a good thing, though. All right, you can find me over there on NFL Addiction. You can find me on the Bang Radio Hour Facebook page. You can follow me on @BangRadioHour on Twitter. Let's see. Oh, you go to bangradiohour.com. And of course, press the donation button. Christmas will be just around the corner. And I know that you want us to get something nice, right? So send us whatever. I don't know. 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 50, 500 bucks. Whatever. Whatever you got. And we'll do it again next time. So later.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat last night's leftovers from lunchbox, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites,
like Garfunkel's and Frankie and Benny's.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy, so compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you're a cereal soggy sandwich eater, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favourites,
like Ed's Diner and Bella Italia.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy, so compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.